Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, folks, we're now into the second hour. Here in about 5 minutes, we've got Larry Pratt joining us to talk about the Supreme Court agreeing with the appeals court in San Francisco, saying that there is no right to own guns, there is no Second Amendment, basically. Bunch of other news about our government turning their back on Taiwan, saying don't go for independence. A bunch of dirty bomb missiles missing. How convenient. It's all coming up. Right now, let's go back to the calls. Let's talk. Let David in Texas finish up. Go ahead, David.
Okay, thank you. I just wanted to make two more points, and then I'll hang up and listen to your comment. I had recently moved out of town farther south into Kyle, and I had to renew my driver's license. And I, when I went to renew my driver's license, I ran into a similar situation that I had seen on one of your videos, where I didn't refuse to put my thumbprint on the scanner, but I asked questions about it, and they immediately flew into what I would consider a rage.
Yeah, the biometric scanner putting you into the global database. I have the Associated Press on that today. We knew this years ago. But that's in my first film, America Destroyed by Design, where I go in, protest with 100 people, and get arrested. And so they flew into a rage when you asked questions.
Right. I didn't refuse to put my thumbprint on there, but I asked questions about it, because I know I had that I put my thumbprint in when I, you know, lived in Austin. But immediately the answer I got was, "What are you hiding?" And then they called.
Yeah, again, now you're not a criminal, but you've got to be fingerprinted. You're guilty until proven innocent. What are you hiding? Let us put cameras in the school bathrooms. Let us put cameras up on the street corners. Let us listen to your cell phones. Let us track you. Let us tax you.
It was very odd, because I didn't go there to protest. I just went there to get my license. And then before I left, I had a group of officers questioning me. I was in a room with them. They were asking me questions. It was very odd.
I would love to have you on as a guest. Send me a letter with your info, or send me an email to tips@infowars.com. I'd love to have you on the TV show to talk about that. You're telling me they pulled you in a room? What were they asking you?
Well, they were asking me, why don't you want to put your thumbprint in? And, you know, basically all I was doing was asking, well, I know I have done this in the past. Why do I have to do it again?
Well, I mean, and so you must be evil. You're not wanting to be fingerprinted like a criminal. I mean, did you say that to them?
Well, no, I tried to stay as calm as I could, but it was
so
very
odd. So what did the state
odd.
Police officers say to you?
Well, they were questioning me. Why don't you want to put your thumbprint in? What are you hiding? Do you have a criminal record? They wanted, they were typing into a computer, and I can only imagine they were looking up my, driver's license record.
Yeah, you were basically under arrest, sir. That was official oppression, false arrest, and you need to sue them.
Well,
how long were you in there with them?
Oh, just briefly, maybe 15, 20 minutes.
Yeah, well, they were running all these background checks on you.
Sure.
Because you dared to not want to be thumb scanned. And by the way, they're now going in HEB and Kroger's all over the state.
One last thing, and then I'll hang up. I'll let you go. I had sent you an email a couple weeks ago, and I wanted to call you about this. About 2 or 3 weeks ago, I heard it from 3 different sources. I heard it on NPR. I heard it on the BBC.
Okay, what'd you hear? We're almost out of time.
Okay. Basically, they were trying to link Al-Qaeda to being against the world government, against the WTO. And
yeah, Harvard's been saying that, others have, that if you're against globalism, you're with Al-Qaeda, and the right wing secretly works with Al-Qaeda.
Well, see, the thing I don't like is they're linking Al-Qaeda to the constitutionalists.
Yeah, I know. That's the whole point. That's who FEMA's really out demonizing. We have that in Road to Tyranny.
Okay.
Thanks for the call. I'm out of time. We're going to have Larry Pratt on about 20 minutes. I know he's a busy man. I want to get an update on the legislation and also on the court rulings on the Second Amendment. Then we'll go to Jess and Jim and Raleigh and many others. Stay with us. Hey, folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops massing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
I have been on Collagenate for 3 months now, and I've lost 40 pounds.
40 pounds in 3 months? Anne's another listener who took my advice and lost weight the safe and healthy way with Collagenate from Vim and Vigor.
I heard about Collagenate through radio station. I've gone down about 3 dress sizes. I feel good. I have energy. I was really tired before. I didn't have a lot of energy, and I've got 3 kids, so it was kind of hard to keep up with them. But now I feel wonderful. I've had people notice quite a bit. They're coming up to me, and they're saying, what have you done? And just tell them I went on Collagenate. I have been on Collagenate for 3 months now, and I've lost 40 pounds.
Wow, 40 pounds. This was Ann's personal experience while taking Vim and Vigor's Collagenate. Why don't you see what Collagenate can do for you? Call Vim and Vigor today at 1-800-622-THIN. That's 1-800-622-8446. And hey, get $25 off a 3-month supply of Collagenate. You got to call now, 1-800-622-8446. Again, that's 1-800-622-THIN.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey Filter Elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 and protect your family.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, folks, Monday through Friday from 11 to 2, back from 9 to midnight. We're here live, Central Time. I know that we've got Jess and Jim and Raleigh and many, many others that are patiently holding for the next couple of segments. We're going to have Larry Pratt on with us because the Supreme Court last week rejected the Silvera versus Lockyer case out of California. The appeals court out in California and the attorney general have said that there is no individual right to own guns. They can ban any guns they want whenever they want. The Supreme Court said, yeah, we're just going to let that ruling stand, and that's going to have national implications. And also to give us an update on some of the Second Amendment legislation is the head honcho and a great patriot, great lover of America, Larry Pratt, joining us from his offices there in Virginia. And, Larry, thanks for coming on the show.
Alex, it's good to be with you, as always.
About a month ago, we had you on about the NRA and a federal lawsuit in D.C. saying we don't care if guns are registered and you can't leave your house without them. That was their compromise. And now the Cato Institute has alleged the NRA is trying to mess with their suits and stop those. The NRA has done nothing with this Silvera case. And now the Supreme Court ruled on this or refused to rule last Monday. What does this mean, Larry Pratt?
Well, It could be worse. It wasn't the happiest result, obviously, but the The Fifth Circuit has ruled just the opposite, and they have held that the Second Amendment does, in fact, protect an individual right. So the Supreme Court, for whatever reason, has decided to leave that tension among the circuits. The Ninth Circuit, actually, that's not a new opinion of theirs. They've had this very wrong-headed view for a long time. The Fifth Circuit, I guess their opinion's been out now for at least a couple of years.
And that was out of the Texas case. Now, they said it is an individual right unless prescribed by law. Well, that's the same thing we've heard from Ashcroft. That means, yeah, you got it, but we can restrict it. That's bad enough, but to have the Supreme Court not hearing the Ninth, I don't know. I'd like to put this so-called conservative court to the test.
Well, indeed, and we may or may not be pleased with the outcome, which is always the chance that you take when you go before the court. Back in 1990, the same folks that are on the court ruled that the Second Amendment, with its language of the people, refers to an individual right every bit as much as anywhere else in the Bill of Rights that that term, that phrase, is used. Now, that would make you think that if they were consistent, and if is a mighty big word, if they were consistent, then when they do take a case, they would have to rule for being consistent that it's an individual right. The Cato case is probably the best case that'll ever get to the Supreme Court, and that's why they put it together. They thought someday some cases.
Well, we've had them on the show. They say the NRA's been sneaking around trying to stop them.
Well, I think Cato succeeded in derailing any efforts to sidetrack their
case. Why is the NRA, Larry, trying to block everybody? They tried to block us in Texas.
Well, in the case of Cato, there was a disagreement over whether you should give the court what you might call a smorgasbord of options, not just the Second Amendment, but, hey, maybe you want to rule on Commerce Clause, maybe you want to rule on this, that, or the other thing, and for all I know, their case may have four or five different options that the court could use to give.
But hasn't that always been the smart way to do it?
Well, I don't have any problem with that myself, because that's kind of, I figure any way you kill a snake is a good way. But Cato figured, well, at some point, somebody's going to get a rotten case up to the Supreme Court, and that will be the basis of a Second Amendment ruling. Better to do what they've done is two things that are singular. They first of all took a case from the district, made a case from the District of Columbia. That therefore the court can't hide behind this. Oh well, states still are protected by the original constitutional arrangement. And
it's got to be a totally federal jurisdiction.
Totally federal. No games that they can play about it being a state and the arguments they could use on that. Secondly, they have a rainbow of plaintiffs. In fact, one of them is a homosexual. Another one is a taxi driver, a taxi commissioner, a lady that lives in a neighborhood full of druggies that threatens her and has threatened her life, a housewife that went through 7 months to get a lousy shotgun so she could keep it disarmed in her apartment. All these people are bringing suit from the District of Columbia just on the Second Amendment. So the Cato is saying, okay, Supremes, if you want to tell us what you think the Second Amendment means, here is the case.
And they don't want to do that, at least in the past they don't, because they're going to rule anti-gun. You watch, it'll look like on the surface it's pro-gun, but in the meat it'll be anti-gun. At least that's what they've done with their neocon actions in the past.
Well, they've been
because they don't want to state it for everybody that they are after our guns.
They've been more and more brazen about going and openly referring to foreign law, whether it be a UN treaty or something they saw in Brussels during their last junket there, but whatever the European community is doing. And they're using that, which is really quite in violation of their oath of office, which has them upholding, defending the Constitution. And here they are forgetting, if you will, that the Constitution says it's the highest authority.
Well, Larry, we started America, the United States, to get away from the mercantile British oligarchy, and now most of the Supreme Court's on record going, oh, yeah, we're going to rule according to European law. There are no juries. There's no free speech. There's double jeopardy. I mean, it's total tyranny, and they've all been saying, get used to it. We're going to follow the UN model.
That's clearly where the court has been willing to go, and I think that bodes very ill for not just the Second Amendment, but frankly, any of our constitutional structures, the rights that are protected in the Bill of Rights, the limitations that are placed on the government. They're basically saying, no holds barred, we're the supreme legislature here in the Supreme Court, we make the law, we're above everybody else. And of course, that is exactly 180 degrees from what the founders had in mind. They were to a court, the Supreme Court, is supposed to decide an issue between two parties, and when they have a decision, it only applies to those two parties. They can't make a law, they can't make a ruling that becomes the law of the land, because they are not the highest interpreter of what that law of the land is to be. When you're talking about Judge Roy Moore, he can't have violated a legitimate court order, although that's what most people think. Well, rule of law, court order. No, if the court order is wrong, you don't obey it, because Roy Moore took the same oath of office that those other Jaspers did, and if there's a real conflict, then you let the people decide. We the people, after all, that's the way the preamble starts out in the Constitution, and we're the ones to make those ultimate decisions.
Well, Larry, boil it down what the Supreme Court did with the Ninth Circuit. Now, the Ninth Circuit said we can ban any gun we want whenever we want. There's no individual right to keep and bear arms. The Supreme Court threw it back and said we're not going to rule on it, which adds validity to that Ninth Circuit court ruling.
Yeah, and it says for now the states in that jurisdiction can go off in that cockamamie direction. Now, as a practical matter, that means that there's no relief for the oppression suffered by the people of California. The other states in the area are not as likely, or perhaps very unlikely, to pursue that.
But I'm hearing about Ohio and others saying they're going to use that Ninth Circuit ruling.
Well, the comeback is, what about the Fifth Circuit fellows? What about the 1990 opinion that the court had about about the people, the right of the people to keep and bear arms?
Well, that's clearly, and this professor, this lying professor that's been kicked out of the college now for saying that the founding fathers weren't for guns. I mean, that's like saying that fire isn't hot or
right.
The sun doesn't come in the morning. But shifting gears into legislation, the strengthening of the NICS Act, which is turning total information awareness, and the Patriot Act loose on gun owners, in your own analysis, where is that right now?
For the rest of the year, we can rejoice. They're gone. They're gone. I don't think they're going to be getting to it, even with any last-minute business that they might want to take care of.
Well, for those that don't know, we know it'll be back next year. Recap what this legislation did.
Well, it's supposedly going to provide a lot of money so that states can afford to computerize the records of people that would disqualify them from owning a gun that haven't been computerized yet, and some of them arguably can get a gun because of the absence of the disqualifying information in the National Computer Database, the National Information Crime System, NICS, as you correctly pronounced it, as we do here inside the Beltway. That shows you're really on the know. But the zinger in this legislation goes well beyond that. We don't agree with that part of the legislation either. That's not constitutional, and that's become a registration scheme for everybody who has his name checked against it. But what we're talking about is letting the FBI obtain everybody's IRS, health, and employment records so that they can go trolling for anybody else that might possibly ought to be in the disqualified list.
Well, Larry, what this really is, as you said last time, is funding for total information awareness,
yep.
And it's the coupling point from the federal to the state level for the new matrix system.
Absolutely. It is exactly that. The Brady Bill all along has provided the structure for that, and what we're seeing here is really little more than filling in some blank spaces that were left, but within the existing structure of the instant background check and the whole Brady system.
Larry, one more quick segment. I want to come back and talk about education. You guys helped block a bill that would have allowed them to demonize the Second Amendment with school children, but that's really where the big fight is. At the local level, they're brainwashing the children. You can't even say the word gun or write about it in an essay, or they act like you've committed a thought crime. I want to talk about that and how we force Bush not to sign the assault weapons ban, re-sign it, reauthorize it next year. Then we'll go to Jess and Jim and Raleigh and everybody in New York. Everybody stay there. We'll be back.
Oh, my... I can't believe I got these drugs prescribed for free and shipped overnight to my door without seeing a doctor.
Yes, it's true. For a limited time, our doctors are prescribing drugs for free. Our doctors are prescribing the most popular diet pills, muscle relaxers, sleeping pills, and Viagra. You heard it right. Free prescriptions over the phone for painkillers, migraine relief, anti-anxiety, allergy relief, and heartburn relief. The list goes on and on. Free prescriptions for hair loss, birth control, antidepressants, acne creams, and herpes medication. Did I mention free diet pills and Viagra prescriptions? This is a limited time offer. Our doctors will not be prescribing drugs over the phone for free and shipping them overnight to your door for much longer. If you don't call 1-800-615-7094 right now, you may miss out forever. To participate in this limited time offer and have your drugs prescribed over the phone for free, you need to call 1-800-615-7094 now. That's 1-800-615-7094 for drugs like Phentermine, Ambien, Theoricet, Sama, Ultram, Viagra, and many more. Call 1-800-615-7094 now before it's too late. 1-800-615-7094 for free prescriptions.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch, for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Hey folks, Michael Trudeau here to tell you about the first ever half-price package sale at the ARC Institute. You'll get 25 big packets of ARC's most popular non-hybrid heirloom vegetable seeds, plus four of their most popular self-reliance books. Learn how to grow your own delicious veggies and build your ARC. Imagine green beans, carrots, peas, and cucumbers, tomatoes, cabbage, squash, herbs, and more. Then harvest your seeds to grow year after year for old-time self-reliance. In Living Well on Wheat, learn how to cook, eat, and survive on the golden grain. Preserve your good food for years with the USDA Canning Guide. In Surviving a Bioterrorist Attack, you'll learn how to protect yourself and your family now from the attacks our government says are coming. Not if, but when. Normally selling for $140 plus shipping, get this whole package now for only $69, and shipping is free. At half price, supplies are limited. For credit card orders, call today, 1-800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912, or send a money order for $69 to the ARC Institute, P.O. Box 1227, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530.
All right, folks, coming up in the next segment, a bunch of other key news on the economy, the war, you name it. Jess, Jim, Ron, Roger, Leslie, and all the other great callers we're going to get to you. We're talking to Larry Pratt right now. Larry, the brainwashing of the children. Gun owners are the majority in this country, conservatives are the majority. How do we stop the brainwashing of the children? Because Josh Sugarman a couple years ago in a local article in the paper of Violence Policy Center said, look, we've got your kids. We're going to ban your guns eventually. They're right out in the open. How do we stop this?
And we don't stop them and expect exactly to lose our kids and watch them vote against the very freedoms that we hold dear. One of the ways we can do it, of course, the way my grandchildren are being educated, get them out of the government schools. But for those that are in the government schools, we can certainly try to keep real poison from being given to them. And that's what was being fashioned for them under this Presidential Academies Bill, H.R. 1078, that would have
federalized curriculum further.
It would have had the new standards for history and civics being taught by, frankly, it didn't say. It was a blank check for the Education Department, but given their track record, that meant every left-wing professor in the country would have been eligible to apply for a grant to run one of these academies in his state, and thus he could brainwash the teachers so that they could turn around and brainwash the kids about the history of our country.
But you guys helped defeat that.
So far. Now, this year, it's dead. Next year, they're going to make a comeback at it because I think the president wants to appear to the soccer moms, and he's the education president, and so they're going to try to push something through on teaching civics and history.
Now, let's talk about next year, the assault weapons ban, when it's up for a vote. Bush says he'll reauthorize it. They're trying to tag more gun control onto it. When's that vote coming up? What do you see happening?
Well, September 14 is the pumpkin day for the other side. If they don't get something signed by the president by that time, then the ban goes away. So they have to pass a bill, and frankly, that gives us a tactical advantage.
Also going to be hard for a Republican Congress to act like they're conservative and reauthorize, but they're saying they will.
They're saying they will, and frankly, it's easier for us as an interest group, Gun Owners of America, to be able to block things that are trying to be enacted. I can tell you, it's a lot harder to enact a bill than it is to beat a bill, and that gives us at least one leg up. But I agree with you. The pressures are going to mount. There'll be a media campaign that will be ferocious. Howard Dean has already pretty well come out of the closet as an anti-gunner, and he will be singing that song. He's already said for a month now that he supports renewing the ban.
And Al Gore just endorsed him.
And certainly Al Gore wouldn't endorse somebody like you or me, so we can assume that Mr. Dean is pretty much like Al Gore, and that's bad. Al Gore is real bad.
Certainly so, is.
Anyway, I think there's going to be a fight. I think it's one that we can win. I still think that that's possible. But anybody that says we got it in the bag may be the reason why we lose, because we're going to have to remain very vigilant and diligent to be
so
able to.
So call early, call late, call often.
Amen.
Show up when your congressman or woman is at the local shindig, get in their face about this.
And I hope folks will go to gunowners.org, our website, and sign up for our email bulletins, which will let them know
yes.
when timely contact can be made on this issue.
And forward those to everybody.
Oh, yes. That really helps when that happens. I appreciate your mentioning that.
Well, that's the force multiplication. I mean, we've got millions of listeners every week to this show, 800 to a million at any one time listening. If they'll all just take action, with this show alone we can affect change, and with all the other great talk shows and all the other great gun owners out there, I hope people will abandon the NRA and go join JPFO, Jews of Preservation of Firearms Ownership, or Gun Owners of America, and start your own local gun groups that are allied, because you know I have to go in and defeat the gun legislation myself with local Austinites every 2 years in Austin. The NRA isn't helping us, Larry.
Well, I think the founders had it right when they said more than once that eternal vigilance is the price of liberty. You know, men are sinful, and one of the biggest problems we're going to face is there are going to always be people that want our freedom. They want to be able to tell us what to do because they think they know better than we. And you fight it in Austin, I fight it in Washington, but we're all going to have to fight it everywhere we are.
Gunowners.org, Larry Pratt, I appreciate you coming on short notice, and God bless.
You too, Alex. Thanks very much for having me.
Take care, my friend. We'll be back, and we'll go straight to all these wonderful callers that are patiently holding. Toll-free number to join us on air, 1-800-259-9231. And the websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And I'm going to be in Houston this Saturday showing Road to Tyranny, and They Live at the Alamo Draft House. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We've all heard the ads for lower prices on airfare and hotel. Oh yeah, the dot-coms are endless. CheaperHotels.com, SaveOnYourRentalCar.com, HalfPriceAirlineTickets.com. Problem is, by the time you get done planning your vacation, you've visited dozens of websites and spent hours and hours trying to save money. Well, I'm glad to tell you there's an easier way to get it all at once. www.VacationA2Z.com. A membership in VacationA2Z.com will not only land you huge savings on air and hotel, you'll be treated to discounts of 10 to 80% on car rentals, golf, movies, and theme parks. How about free food at restaurants or big discounts on ski packages at top ski resorts? Not convinced yet? How about auto repair, health and beauty, financial services, or shopping discounts? There are over 60,000 vendors waiting to save you money. All you need to do is visit VacationA2Z.com. That's www.VacationA2Z.com. Visit today and you can be saving big dollars tomorrow even if you're not taking a vacation.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
You've heard of it. You've searched for it. We have it. I'm talking about Coral Calcium. Buy direct from the manufacturer and discover what thousands already know about the benefits of taking Coral Calcium supplements. Online, CoralCalcium.com is an authorized dealer of authentic, as seen on TV, Coral Calcium Supreme and new Coral Calcium Supreme Plus, formulated by author chemist Robert Barefoot. Visit online, CoralCalcium.com, or call toll-free 877-330-1120 and add this natural, valuable mineral to your daily diet today. Scientists and nutritionists agree that calcium may aid in the prevention or improvement of over 200 illnesses and diseases like heart disease, cancer, diabetes and high cholesterol, Alzheimer's, osteoporosis, and chronic fatigue syndrome, to name a few. But the evidence also suggests that taking Coral Calcium daily may help to boost your immune system and increase energy. We all need calcium. Call toll-free 877-330-1120 or visit online coralcalcium.com and order yours today. Order now and receive a free pH health test kit and audio tape.
All right, folks, we're about to go to your calls for those that have been patiently holding, and I'm going to go to them quickly, because I want to get to some of the news we've mentioned but have not detailed yet. It's all very, very important. So let's just bam, bam, bam. Questions or comments on any of the issues we've raised or any news items you want to discuss. Jess in New Jersey, go ahead. You're on the air.
Good afternoon, Alex.
Welcome.
I wanted to talk about, you know, I was listening to your guest commenting on gun control and the ferocious media campaign in support of these draconian measures. I mean, it's actually more than that. It's a psychological warfare technique that's being, you know, unleashed upon the populace here in America and in Britain, too, when one looks at, like, the events like Dunblane. I mean, that was a total, it had, like, a special operation written all over it.
So did Columbine.
Right. Columbine, I feel, was just a precursor to, you know, some kind of event that's going to catalyze, you know, the total banning of gun control ownership in this country probably within the next year. I mean, I hope that's not the case.
Well, they've got to disarm us. They got such horrible stuff planned for us. I mean, here's the New York Times talking about emergency camps for us today.
Right. But I'm not sure what we're going to do to compete with, like, the propaganda, you know, such as, you know, Bowling for Columbine by, you know, Michael Moore, who's basically like a Time Warner employee.
Yeah, very sophisticated propaganda.
Right.
And notice he's going to have a new 9/11 film exposing Bush, but it's all leftists like, oh, it's just Bush. No, Bush is just a puppet.
Exactly. And not only that, you look at these new sniper cases that are all over, but subtly, on the news and in the paper. It's just a constant signal of fear that's being broadcast.
Well, what is the Northwoods U.S. government official terror plan called for, committing sniper attacks in D.C. and Miami, and even how to frame patsies?
Right, but logically, what's the next step? What are we going to see? What's the next type of event that's going to catalyze all this banning?
We've got to explain to folks that no matter how much crime there is, and our crime rate's actually way down, no matter how much crime there is, that's all the more reason for us to have guns. The highest crime rates are in New York and D.C. and Chicago with the gun bans, folks. It's common sense. Thanks for the call. Great points, Jess. Thanks for holding. Jim in Colorado, welcome, sir. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex.
Welcome.
I'm dependent on God for my words because I'm not a real good verbal communicator. But
sounds like you are.
I'm not really. Sometimes I'll get all discombobulated. But the reason I called is to say that we're encouraged here in Colorado from your program, and we're fellows in the body of Christ with you, and we're encouraging people out there to identify the strongholds of wickedness in this land and to come against it. And when we're personally in a real heavy letter campaign to the president and to other people like Gloria Felt against Planned Parenthood, and we're having faith in God that Planned Parenthood will have their doors closed, and that wickedness across our land will be spotlighted and come against in the war, in spiritual war, and in the power of God's word, and we're coming against them, and we're going to run them out of this land, and we're hoping that programs like yours and others will encourage people to get out there and be vigilant and to come against
wickedness. Well, globalists can't get away with any of their evil if good men and women stand up. But when we do nothing, evil flourishes. And the evil has grown now so great that finally people are waking up because it's become so obvious.
Yeah, and I want to thank you for your program. You have personally encouraged me to be vigilant and to reveal certain information to me that you're a resource of study for me. Your information and your website and everything, and I just want to encourage people out there to come against Planned Parenthood. It's one wicked organization that's...
Well, Margaret Sanger, the founder of it, gave awards to Hitler, got awards from Hitler, but you don't hear Jesse Jackson saying take down statues of her and take her name off buildings.
Right, right, and we're coming in Matthew 18:18 through 20. I don't want to get real heavy into scriptural references and stuff, but if you look in Matthew 18:18 through 20, we have the power over wickedness.
Absolutely.
Through God's design and power, we have the power. And I want to encourage people to take your information and other people's information in the power and authority of Jesus Christ and to go out there and attack. Carpet bomb, pinpoint attack, and run wickedness out of this land. And I want
to bomb, you mean in the information war?
Yeah, right, and in spiritual prayers. Carpet bomb the entire land against wickedness and pinpoint wickedness where it is and do letter campaigns and join in prayer. It all
helps letting them know that we're aware of what they're doing. Thanks for the call,
Thank
Jim.
You.
Good to hear from you. Ron in New York. Ron, thanks for holding patiently. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex.
Hello.
I'm sorry Mr. Pratt had to go. I wanted to ask him a question about a piece of legislation which was passed in the House of Representatives yesterday. They had a funding and a finance bill. And supposedly attached to that funding bill were some provisions of law or amendments to the bill.
Well, Larry didn't have to go. I wanted to get to your calls in the news.
Yeah. And there were supposedly provisions to that bill that was supposed to be pro-gun. Now, I was wondering about that, if there weren't devils in the detail of that legislation. That was passed in the House yesterday. Now, I don't know if you're familiar with it or...
What was the particular piece of legislation?
Well, it was a funding bill, and they attached onto this funding bill some aspects to reduce some funding for the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearm, to prohibit them from the type of searches and raids of gun shops that they've been conducting, unannounced type searches. And I forget, there was a third provision to the best of my knowledge.
Well, last year, they roughly doubled the funding, broke ground on a giant 600 and something thousand square foot building, if that's even possible, folks. It's a gigantic complex of buildings And so what they'll do is they'll give them all this funding and then cut one little tiny program, at least in the past, and go, oh, look, we restricted it.
Oh, well, then it's that type of game then. Put them 10 steps ahead, pull them one step back, and say it's something, you've done something.
Well, I haven't seen the particular piece of legislation, so I don't know that.
Yeah.
But I know whether it's TIPS or Total Information or Homeland Security or Patriot Act, they'll repeal one provision in the House, doesn't pass the Senate, then they repass the new the same provision under a new bill name.
Yeah, that's why I asked the question, because the way they legislate today, it's always trickery and it's always tomfoolery. It's never straightforward and honorable.
Skullduggery, another good term.
All the time. All the time. And I was wondering about that. I mean, I could be mistaken, but I'm understandably suspect of any type of legislation that Congress deals with reference to guns now. I just, you know, you might say, in that respect, I'm from Missouri. I have to be shown. I just don't believe them at face value.
The good old show-me state. So. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it, Ron. Roger in Pennsylvania. Roger, pleasure. Go ahead.
Yeah, thanks, Alex. I just want to highlight this thing. I was kind of hoping to get on with Larry, but you'll do just this fine. And then, because you had brought up with the Judge Roy Moore thing or other rulings, and to highlight why the Alabama Supremes, that is not including Judge Roy Moore and that ethics panel, why they have got to go, because each of them, there is their non-stated, implicit way of saying, you will not now, nor 10 years from now, ever challenge the federal hammer lock power grab.
Well, yeah, they won't let abortion get up there. They won't let the Second Amendment. They won't let border disputes get up there.
Well,
and we have a Republican court going after Roy Moore. I mean, this is the evidence, folks.
So you'll never challenge this power grab where the Supremes invented the incorporation doctrine out of the 14th. And in other words, I'm told by Howard Phillips, and he says he has links to this on his website, because he says in Judge Moore's certiorari plea, the briefs for that included, in fact, a direct challenge to this, if I understood him correctly, and I guess there's the text or links to his actual briefs up on conservativecaucus.com or whatever. And that
okay, Roger, thank you for the call. I'm going to try to talk to Leslie and Chris. I know we got loaded phones here, folks. I got to get to some more of this news before this hour ends, but real quick, Leslie in Tennessee, go ahead. Welcome.
Hey, it's Wesley.
Wesley.
Yeah, that's okay.
I apologize. I was told
okay.
Leslie.
I've been called worse.
Oh, well, you're Wesley. I apologize. Go ahead.
No, that's okay, Alex. Like I say, I've been called worse. I just wanted to offer this up for food for thought. If people aren't convinced by now that the people like George Bush and the various leaders of countries around the world are nothing more than lapdogs for the globalists, consider this fact. The United States just is holding up $1/3 of a billion in guaranteed loans to Israel because they're ticked off about their building a fence to keep terrorists from just walking into their neighborhoods.
Hey, why can't we have a fence on our border?
I'll tell you, that's a real question.
You know, they paid tens of billions of dollars for a fence and guard checks every few miles all the way around Afghanistan. Why can't we have that? We're paying for it in Afghanistan.
Absolutely. It's the absolute truth. The other thing is this recent threat of the United States against Taiwan, not to tick off the Chinese. And the third one is the recent withdrawal of the American Army 30 miles southwest of the DMZ, and now they're talking about in Time magazine today a total withdrawal.
Yeah, they're asking North Korea, they're asking China to go ahead and invade Taiwan. We'll be busy off fighting in the Middle East, and that's been the plan all along. That's why they're abandoning Taiwan now publicly. The White House is changing 54 years of treaties and policy, and they call this conservative. Thanks for the call, Wesley. Let's talk to Chris in Rhode Island. You're on the air, Chris. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hi, how are you doing? I just got I moved across the country from California, and now I'm in Providence, Rhode Island, and boy, I have to tell you, you know, that California is like a beta test for this globalist.
It is.
It's unbelievable. But what I want, you know, I call you just to ask you and talk to you about is I really think you need to go into this Federal Reserve situation that is what I think is the linchpin. You know, it's their machine, their money-making machine.
I'll tell you what, for those that just joined us, I always like a different explanation of what it is. I've probably done 200 shows over the years. That's not enough about the banking system and how it's really a private bank and it's fiat. Why don't you, in a couple minutes, explain what the Federal Reserve is?
The Federal Reserve is a private corporation. It's owned and controlled by foreign bankers, most notably the Rothschilds. The real name is Bowers, of course. And how the Federal Reserve Bank works, they use a 10% reserve, okay? It's fractional banking. So, in other words, they can create debt certificates with no assets behind their creation, okay? And then they just get the okay of Congress, and they distribute it to banks. The banks hold 10% reserve as operating capital. That'd be $100,000, right? They loan the rest out at 10%. The bank then pockets $90,000 in interest and accepts back $900,000 back as a deposit. Therefore, the bank will retain 10% of the $900,000 deposit as a reserve and loans out the other $810,000 at 10% interest. This process can be repeated over and over again with hard assets pledged as collateral for these loans. So in other words, they start off with nothing, no money, and end up with houses, cars, lands, gold, silver.
Yeah, they're so rich and powerful, they own the money machines. Let's boil it down. They own the money machines.
But what's really frightening is what is their social agenda, and that's. But I think to get to people's minds, you have to start with the money. That's the key, and you have to make it more simple than, say, like this Money Masters videos are too long, people aren't going to listen. You have to start with something much shorter, and you have to refute some of the propaganda. This Flaherty guy on the web, he's got a lot of propaganda. So you got to stop these people.
All right. Great points, and I appreciate your call, Chris. I'm going to have the other callers hold. I will get to you. The toll-free number to join us is 1-800-259-9231. I need to get into some more of this news. Callers have been mentioning what's going on with the China situation. I could spend an hour on this and not do it justice, but China's win to get 19-gun salute, spectacular pomp from the White House. President George W. Bush may have stripped down White House protocol in keeping with a time of war, but Chinese Premier Wen Jiabao will get a spectacular treatment, according to the White House. That's her quote. Today, complete with a 19-gun salute, an official said, Wen will arrive at the presidential mansion for a South Lawn ceremony only offered during the administration to visiting heads of state, a senior administration official said. Then he said Bush will hold talks in the Oval Office before sitting down to lunch. That's going on right now. Some of our observers have commented that Wen's reception will fall short of what, according to what Clinton administration did for the last Chinese premier to visit Washington. That's a bunch of propaganda. Now, listen to this, folks. Taiwan warned by U.S., that's the Washington Post, on the eve of the Chinese premier visit, the Bush administration signaled a tougher stance toward Taiwan, moved towards independence yesterday, warning the island not to take any unilateral steps that might provoke the government on the Chinese mainland. They go on to abandon them. They won't sell them the high-tech weapons. They are selling China the weapons. It's just unspeakable. It's off the charts. It is so bad. Here's more news. This is out of the Associated Press. Missiles outfitted with dirty bomb warheads apparently missing, expert says. Dozens of rockets outfitted with so-called dirty bombs, warheads designed to scatter deadly radioactive material, appeared to be missing in a breakaway region of Moldavia, an expert said Monday. Ozu Natoi, a political analyst who works at the Non-Governmental Institute for Policy Studies, said that he had seen photocopies of Russian military documents showing that the dirty bomb warheads, 24 ready to use, 14 dismantled, were missing from a storage depot near the Transdniester Trespol military airport. And he said that he's a respected expert on the region of Transdniester, which is populated by ethnic Slavs and has been policed by thousands of Russian troops since the region's fight for independence from Moldavia 12 years ago. Folks, there's no telling what the globalists are going to pull. Notice how they hyped up dirty bombs and now, the Russians just accidentally, this all came up missing with all the suitcase nukes, of course, of 3 years ago. It's unbelievable. Voting machine makers to fight security criticism. Electronic voting machine companies announced yesterday that they are banding together. We already have their inside corporate documents on this from 6 months ago to counter mounting concerns about whether their machines are secure enough to withstand tampering by hackers. They've caught the major companies going into the machines during elections with wireless internet, manipulating it, folks. It's not hackers, it's them. Although less than 20% of the nation's counties use electronic voting machines, their use is growing in the wake of problems with punch cards. That's why they played that up. Ballots in Florida. Last year, Congress passed the Help America Vote Act, which provides funds for states and localities to modernize their election systems. The Fed's paying to put this in, folks. But several academic and cybersecurity experts argue that the new machines, which let voters make their choices on video screens, have disturbing security flaws. In July, researchers at Johns Hopkins University at Rice University identified potential security holes that would allow vote tampering in systems made by an industry leader, Diebold Election Systems, Inc. One of their own top engineers went public, folks. The report led Maryland state officials to delay purchasing $55 million in systems from Diebold, although Governor Robert L. Elrich Jr. ultimately decided to move ahead. Critics argue that at a minimum, the machine should be equipped to provide companion paper records of the votes as a check against simple malfunctions, someone commandeering the operating systems and voting multiple times, or causing others' vote to be lost. It's a lot worse, folks. We're in a lot of trouble here. We'll come back with even more incredible news. Stay with me.
Oh my! I can't believe I got these drugs prescribed for free and shipped overnight to my door without seeing a doctor.
Call 1-800-615-7094 now before it's too late.
This is Pat Cooper. Tony DelVecchio is coming to this station very soon. Any day now. You're going to love his show.
That's All About This with your host, Tony DelVecchio, Saturday evenings from 9 to 10 p.m. Central Time, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Hi, Ted Anderson here. I'm happy to announce that the audience has increased over 200% this year, and our advertisers have sent testimonials complimenting the responsiveness. Sponsorship is critical at both local and national levels. If you have a business, product, or message that could benefit from this broadcast locally, call the station you're listening to. For national exposure, call 877-996-4327. Become a part of the Genesis team by calling your local station or call the national line at 877-996-4327.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
The New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient nightlight and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring.
All right,
on
coming
fire.
Up in about down, down, 6 minutes, we'll go straight to Brad and Spencer. And who's calling from D.C., Stephanie? Micah and Jay and many, many others that are patiently holding. Toll-free number to join us. 1-800-259-9231. Coming up, President Bush is less conservative than Clinton. Without allegiance to the Constitution, party partisanship means absolutely nothing. USDA creating national livestock ID system, two-thirds of his of Israelis back creation of Palestinian state in a major poll. CDC vaccine study shamed and slammed as a cover-up. Teen generation will be the world's sickest adults. UN warns of population surge. Yeah, well, they're getting rid of everybody with the AIDS. Iris fingerprints and face to be used in ID trial. This is your world ID card. Cannibal murder shown to court. Israel trains U.S. assassination squads in Iraq. Israel aiding U.S. in Iraq. The FBI used this guy to frame men for murders. They did not commit to keep the real killers free. Sunday Herald. Folks, that's just some of what's coming up. In fact, right now, let me talk about this story. Yesterday, I mentioned the New York Times article. It's on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. Tough new tactics by U.S. tightens grip on Iraq towns by Dexter Filkins. And it's got the colonel saying, yeah, you got to have an ID card to go in and out of the towns. We put barbed wire all around the towns. We do capture people's women and children if we suspect them of fighting us and put them in camps. I mean, it's horrible, folks. It's we're wearing the black hats here. And here's the London Guardian. Israel trains U.S. assassination squads in Iraq today. Israel's advisors are helping train U.S. Special Forces in aggressive counterinsurgency operations in Iraq, including the use of assassination squads against guerrilla leaders. U.S. intelligence and military sources said yesterday the Israeli Defense Force has sent urban warfare specialists to Fort Bragg in North Carolina, the home of the U.S. Special Forces. And according to two sources, Israeli military consultants have also visited Iraq. U.S. forces in Iraq's Sunni Triangle have already begun to use tactics that echo Israeli operations in the occupied territory, sealing off centers of resistance with razor wire and razing buildings from where attacks have been launched against U.S. troops. But the secret war in Iraq is about to get much tougher in the hope of suppressing the Baathist-led insurgency ahead of next November's presidential elections. It's not Baathist, folks. U.S. Special Forces teams are already behind the lines inside Syria, attempting to kill foreign jihadists before they cross the border. Group focused on the neutralization of guerrilla leaders is being set up, according to a source familiar with the operation. So now we've got a secret war going in Syria. They've already got some troops in Iran. I've been seeing the articles. Here's another one, Israel aiding U.S. in Iraq. We'll talk about that, too, when we start the next hour and all the news I just mentioned and more. Before we do that, I do want to encourage everybody to join me this weekend in Houston, Texas, at the Alamo Drafthouse Movie Theater at the West Oaks Shopping Center from 6 to midnight. I'm going to show Road to Tyranny, give a speech, have a question and answer, and we're going to show They Live, John Carpenter's They Live. It's a great place to network and meet folks, and I'll have all the videos and all the books right there if you want to get them that way. It's a great way to get a hold of them, and again, you're authorized to make copies of all of my videos to get them out to people. I just want to get copies out and warn the American people, people of the world. I want to thank those that have gotten the films and have made copies. You've not only helped the country, but you've also helped this show. I've made 10 films. The newest is The Matrix of Evil, 9/11 Road to Tyranny, Police State 3 Total Enslavement, Masters of Terror, Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove. Make the call. Write the letter. Go online and get the videos. And again, make sure we get your address correct. Have them read it back to you if you call the toll-free number. The toll-free number to get the videos is 1-888-253-3139. Or write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704, or InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order. Again, 1-888-253-3139, or write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Go online and get your tickets for the showing this Saturday while you still can. We'll be back.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.